Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland government announces 1.5 crore rupees for Olympic medalist Hokkaido Hodoje Sema. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Union Ministers, Nagaland Governor, CM Rio and others congratulates Hokkaido Hodoje Sema on winning bronze medal. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan urges NHI DCL to complete all works along NH-29 stretch at the earliest, and Nagaland government to convene a meeting on issue of illegal immigrants in the state. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government has announced a cash reward of 1.5 crore rupees to Olympic medalist Hokkaido Hodoje Sema for winning bronze in the men's F57 shot put event at the Paris Paralympic Games 2024. The announcement was made today by Chief Minister Nipe Rio in a social media post. Rio said the state is proud for Hokkaido Hodoje Sema on winning bronze at the Paralympic Games in shot put event. The Chief Minister said, Sema being the first Olympic medalist from Nagaland, the state government will recommend his name to the Government of India to bestow him with Arjuna Award. Rio said it will also take up with the Indian Army and the Ministry of Defence for his promotion as an extraordinary case not only for his Olympic and Asian Games achievements, but also for his gallant service to the nation. Chief Minister Rio further announced that other measures in the promotion of sports in his name will also be taken up by the state government. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated shot putter Hokkaido Hodoje Sema on winning bronze medal in the men's shot put F57 event at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. President Murmu highlighted the Paralympians' achievement and said that Sema, as survivor of landmine blast, has won a medal in his debut in Paralympics. She wished him greater accomplishments in the future. Terming Sema's performance as exemplary, Vice President Dhankar said the entire nation is delighted by his victory and hope that he continue to scale greater heights of success in the future. Prime Minister Modi said that it is a proud moment for the nation. Modi added that the athletes' incredible strength and determination are exceptional and wished him for his endeavours ahead. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said Hokkaido's achievement is an inspiration and beacon of hope for aspiring sportspersons and a shining example of India's excellence in sports. Meanwhile, several union ministers, including J.B. Nadda, Amit Shah and Mansukh Mandaviya, also congratulated Hokkaido Hodoje Sema on his achievement. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan said, Hokkaido's bronze medal, an incredible personal best, marks a new chapter in the state's sporting history, especially as the first ever athlete from Nagaland to achieve this feat. Ganesan said, despite the personal challenges Sema faced during the course of his service to the nation at the line of control, his unwavering dedication and fighting spirit inspires millions across the nation. The governor further said, Sema's exemplary service in the Indian Army and in the global sports arena is a true example of perseverance, bravery and excellence. Chief Minister Nipe Rio also congratulated Hokkaido Hodoje Sema on winning bronze medal at Paris. Rio said his remarkable journey and dedication has led to this outstanding achievement and added that he is a true inspiration and role model. Deputy Chief Ministers Dia Zeliang and Y. Patton, congratulating Hokkaido Hodoje Sema, termed his victory as a historic day for Nagaland. Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangan Konyak said, Nagas will remember this feat for a lifetime. Meanwhile, congratulatory messages continue to pour in for Hokkaido Hodoje Sema from various quarters. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan today met the Director Technical of NHIDCL, Atul Kumar, along with other officials at Jumukedima. During the meeting, the governor urged NHIDCL to take all necessary measures to mitigate the damages caused by the landslides and to complete all works along NH-29 stretch at the earliest. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland government will convene a meeting to address the issue of illegal immigrants in the state. The meeting, which will be chaired by Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Button, will take place on Monday at Police Complex Chumukedima. The meeting aims to bring together key officials, representatives from various government bodies, tribal organizations and student unions to deliberate on pressing issue of illegal immigration in Nagaland. In addition, Director General of Police, Home Commissioner, Commissioner of Nagaland and representatives from district administrations will attend the meeting. Key participants will include representatives from the Naga Council, Dimapur, Naga Women Hall, Dimapur District GP Association, various tribal organizations from Newland and Chumukedima, and youth and women's organizations from across the state. Government has urged all invited members to attend the meeting to contribute to the discussion and work towards a comprehensive solution. Dimapur District Administration, in collaboration with Livingstone Foundation Society and Pre's Women Welfare Association, organized an awareness campaign on National Clean Air Program today with the theme Celebrating International Day of Clean Air for Blue Skies. Speaking as special guest, Dimapur Municipal Council Chairman Huketo Leptomi highlighted the severe impact of air pollution, describing it as one of the largest environmental health risks of our times that affects both public health and the environment. Meanwhile, Nagaland Pollution Control Board scientist Yanathan Kitan provided insights into the monitoring of air quality in Kohima and Dimapur under the National Air Quality Monitoring Program. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athawale, has pledged to discuss with central authorities the long-pending proposal for an airport in Kohima, as suggested by the Chief Minister. During a press conference today, Athawale addressed several key issues and assured action on various proposals and initiatives. He also committed to addressing the four pending proposals for de-addiction centres submitted by the Social Welfare Department. In response to concerns about the District Disability Rehabilitation Centre in Dimapur, Athawale assured that the ministry would reconsider funding. He promised to enhance support in areas such as education, health, employment, vocational training and rehabilitation for BWDs and to improve facilities for the treatment of substance abuse. The Union Minister also highlighted the implementation of various Prime Minister's schemes in the state. India has overtaken China in terms of its weightage in the Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets Investable Market Index during this month. The weightage of India stood at 22.27% as compared to 21.58% of China in the index. Announcement in this regard was made by Morgan Stanley. The rebalancing reflects broader market trends. While Chinese markets have struggled on the back of economic headwinds in that country, India's markets have benefited from favorable macroeconomic conditions. In recent past, the country has posted much superior equity market performance driven by strong macroeconomic fundamentals of Indian economy as well as robust performance by the corporates. According to analysts' estimate, post this rejig in the index, Indian equities could witness inflow of about $4 to $4.5 billion. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland government announces 1.5 crore rupees for Olympic medalist Huketo Hodoje Sema. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Union Ministers, Nagaland Governor C. N. Rio and others congratulates Huketo Hodoje Sema on winning bronze medal. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan urges NHIDCL to complete all works along NH 29 stretch at the earliest, and Nagaland government to convene a meeting on issue of illegal immigrants in the state. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.